Cortana, pick out some music and start the podcast.
Here's Palette Swap Ninja.
Come to the side of the games that I tried were not enough to waste my time on. I don't really see why you play COD and Fallout 3 felt so contrived. Don't understand why you play Rock Band, cause it's just one game that I get high on. Play it all the time, it's getting redefined, copied it to my hard drive. Halo, this is all I play, oh. I got my Halo, this is all I play.
Hello, Nurse! Geezer Gamers Community Cast, episode number 202. It's Wednesday, February 4th, 2015. I'm your host, Cyber Knight. Mossfly is joining me tonight. Hey, Mossfly, how you doing?
Hey, buddy, how's it going? Pretty good.
Pretty good. What you been up to?
Well, I wrapped up the Halo campaign, finished off Halo 4 over the weekend on Heroic.
Oh, very nice.
Debating whether I want to go back through the whole series again on Legendary, because I don't know if I want to punish myself that bad.
I don't want to do that.
Other than that, I did pick up Life is Strange. I played that a little bit. It's it's an interesting game. It's very similar to the Tall Tale games.
Okay.
The kind of adventure,
kind of
pick your. It's a little more open than that, but not a ton. It's got a really cool kind of art design. I like that a lot. Like I said, the world's a little more open, so you can go explore a little bit. And they don't have the annoying timed event for your reaction to the conversation, which is always kind of a gotcha for me with the Tall Tale games.
Right.
Because I'm always like, wait, what? What was that? So that's nice. The reason they didn't put a timer on that is they have a rewind feature built in. So if you actually don't like what happens in the story dialogue that you picked, you can actually rewind time and replay that sequence again. Which some people are digging the game on that. I don't dislike it, because half the time I'd do that in Tall Tales games anyways and be like, no, that wasn't what I meant to push, and
right.
I didn't reload the save point anyways. So it stops me from having to watch a load screen to pick a different answer.
Yeah, my problem with games like that is you kind of know where you want to lead the conversation or something, but the choices you get and how the developer interpreted that to go along with the choices don't always match up. So you're like, well, I kind of want this to be a more friendly conversation. You pick something and your character yells it or something. So you want to go back and, no, I want it to be nice.
Yep.
Or vice versa.
I've had that problem with BioWare games, too, in the past, where it's like, no, no, don't yell at the person.
Right.
But, yeah, so the little clippets are sometimes deceiving, I guess. Other than that, it's pretty rock-solid game. They have a trial mode for the first episode, so it doesn't cost you anything to try it out. I would say if you like the Tall Tale games, give it a shot. I will say there are some definite issues with the lip syncing, which apparently my lips are having issues right now too. But the lip syncing and a few of the dialogue lines fall flat, but most of the story is pretty good. I definitely enjoyed it. So.
Pretty cool.
Other than that, what have you been up to?
few different things. I've been playing some of the Halo. There is a trick for Lazo, so I have been trying to get in on that. Basically, the way it works is you can pass a checkpoint to somebody else, where you know somebody actually has to have played the Lazo campaign up to the last point, and then you can invite that another person into your game, just kind of open the game and then save it out. And that person's Lazo campaign will now have a checkpoint set at that point. So they just have to play from there forward. On Halo 3 and 4, the checkpoint is right before the last cutscene. So you don't have to do anything to get those. Halo 1 and 2, it does set the checkpoint at the beginning of the final level. So you actually do have to play the last level. So that's why I now have the Halo 3 and 4 Lazo achievements, but not the 1 and 2 yet. I have to investigate some... basically, you know, you have to speed run those. You know, try to avoid fighting as much as possible. That's the only way to get through on Lazo, really.
Yeah.
So I need to work that out. I tried with my nephew on Halo 1, and we got pretty much to the same spot that my son and I got to, which is right after you get to the Pillar of Autumn's bridge, and then you have to turn around and fight that first group of Flood on your way heading back to the engineering section, and it just it stops us every single time. So, but at least there's a way to get through it without having to slog through the rest of the campaign on Lazo, which I, you know, is better than nothing, I suppose. But you know, I'm cheap. I'll take it. Take what I can get. And I've also been looking at the boosting sessions on True Achievements. There is a way to get into a matchmaking party with a party. And so I got into one of those sessions to try to get some of these just grindy achievements out of the way. There's achievements that we were working on. We're getting... You have to get like 100 or 250 killjoys and killing sprees. And it's just really annoying. And, you know, 3 hours of working on it, I think I got maybe a quarter of them done. So, and that's, you know, just doing those medals. So it's, I really hate these. They just set the bar way high on these, like so many medals you have to get. If it was like,
yep,
20 or 30, you know, something that you could actually get through normal playing if you're a normal to below average player like myself, then I wouldn't mind so much. But, you know, something like this, it would take me years of playing before I would accumulate some of these medals. It's just ridiculous. Doesn't give me hope for the Halo 5 achievement list. Yeah.
Are you going to be all caught up and ready for that one that you have to wait 3 months before you can actually get?
I'll probably get the 3 month achievement before I get the other ones. It's just because it just takes so much time, and I need to get into a lot of those sessions. They don't fall within my time frame, so you know, guys, get on it. Make sessions when I'm available, not all the other times. Seriously, it's all about me, right? Something else I've been playing, though, is Danger Slave's been doing Burnout Paradise stuff. And I don't know if you'd call it boosting. I guess one of them, there was an achievement for winning a race with 8 players that we did kind of boost because you trade off. But, you know, the rest of them are just the in-game challenges, which are just fun. You know, it sets it up and say, all right, now all 8 players have to get to the airport and do so many jumps through the hanging hoops. And so everybody races to the airport and we just all start doing it. And it's a lot of fun. I really enjoyed that game. So I've been enjoying these little Burnout Paradise sessions. It's been fun. Also been played a little bit of Assassin's Creed Unity. Actually, I've been playing quite a bit of the Companion app, which is available on Windows Phone plus everything else. And if you played, like, I think it was in Assassin's Creed Brotherhood that started it out, where you could recruit assassins and then you just send them off on missions and they'd do something and then they'd come back, you know, 15, 30 minutes, an hour or two later, and you know earn you some money, and you could level them up so they'd be better going out on missions, and that's all it is. So I'll just like take 5-10 minutes during the day, open that up, send my assassins out on missions, and then close it down, and then check on it a few hours later. It's
nice.
It's a really simple little way to stay in touch with the game, which I don't mind at all, and it's pretty cool.
Nice. Yeah, I downloaded the Unity app for my phone, but I have yet to fire it up. Of course, I've only fired up Assassin's Creed Unity probably 3 times since I got it. So it's on the backlog.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of backlogs, Far Cry 4 is on sale this week for $20
Oh, really?
Off on the Xbox One. And I've heard really good things about it. But am I ever going to play it? Is the dilemma
right.
I've been running up against on that one. Because when they had the whole big Christmas sale, I picked up like 3 or 4 games. I think I've played one of them since Christmas. So I don't know if saving the $20 for a game that might take me a few months to get to is really that good of an idea.
Right.
But it's tempting. It's tempting.
That's not a bad deal. But yeah, I'm like you. So I don't have enough time for the games I want to play. I mentioned it last week. That's what's keeping me from pulling the trigger on EA Access.
Mm-hmm.
Because I would love to have access to Plants vs. Zombies and some of the other games they've got there in the vault. But when would I have time to play it? I think it's a great deal. I just don't have the time.
Yep. Maybe once I finish Dragon Age Inquisition, finally, maybe then I'll have time for something else.
Yeah, then take up another game off your backlog.
Yeah, right.
Start cleaning things off of that before getting into anything new. Not that I'm one to talk, but all these games with gold too have just been piling up, and I buy them every month because they're free,
mm-hmm.
so that
yep.
I'll have them and can eventually go to them, but I just don't ever get to them. And I've got so many games on the 360 now that I haven't even played yet. It's nuts.
I hear you. So The Witcher 2 is on that list. And
yep.
The third one's coming out pretty dang quick. But it's also another one where you're going to have to invest in an external hard drive to use.
Yes. I actually just bought one for my Xbox One. Because I'm running low on space. I was really low with the Halo 5 beta and the Evolve beta were installed, and that was down to my last like 6 gigs.
Yeah.
So now that those are gone, I've freed up a little more space, but still it won't take much to fill it right back up. So Amazon actually had a good deal on a 5 terabyte hard drive. So I've got that coming, and should be here this week. I'll spend this weekend finding a place in the cabinet to install it. And then I won't ever have to worry about space again for at least another year.
Mine is actually just sitting on the slippery side of the Xbox One. I just stacked it right on top of there. I figured as long as it wasn't covering the vents.
Yeah, that's where my 360 sits, so I can't really sit it.
Okay.
And my 360 is sitting on top of the One, but scooted over to the left, so it's not blocking the One's vents, and it's kind of hanging off the left-hand side. And, probably not the best setup, but it's pretty secure in the cabinet, so I'm not too worried.
So what do we got on the news?
Well, yeah, interesting story to top it off. Sony Online Entertainment has been sold off to a group called Columbus Nova. So they are no longer owned by Sony. They're changing their name to the Daybreak Game Company. And, you know, within an hour of this announcement, the president of what is now Daybreak was on Twitter saying, "Can't wait to make Xbox One games." So basically all those Sony Online Entertainment properties are now being considered for multi-platform releases, apparently. You know, they were all over Twitter. Jens Andersen is the creative director for the DC Universe Online. Just threw out a tweet kind of teasing who wants DC Universe on the Xbox with a smiley face. So they're definitely thinking about going multi-platform with some of these things that used to be Sony exclusive. So, you know, a lot of speculation. Will we see H1Z1 or PlanetSide, EverQuest or DC Universe going to the Xbox?
That did surprise me. I've never actually played a Sony online entertainment game, but I don't know. More games on more platforms is never a bad thing. So.
Right. Yeah. I think. Excuse me. Quick mute before I hack up a lung. The only game I've played on the list was EverQuest, and you know that's been years and years ago. So but yeah, any of them would be interesting to see go multi-platform. And I haven't been watching, but at the very beginning, there were already the Sony Defense Force posts coming out. Like, oh, this sucks. Xbox doesn't need all these games. They've got their own exclusives, man. Why are they taking ours? That's not right. So it's just kind of funny. Another announcement. Have you heard of the Raspberry Pi?
I have. I have not played with one, but I do know of them.
Yes, I haven't either. It's basically a little computer for about $35. It's capable of running a full Linux distribution if you pack it down pretty small. Then it's been one of those toys with people who are smarter than I am to hook up to gadgets and just make really incredibly sophisticated small devices. I mean, the popular thing to do with them is to mount it inside of an Altoids tin and have a little computer in an Altoids box. But they've announced a new version, which will be coming out soon. It's they've upped the RAM to 1 gig of RAM with a quad-core ARM processor that's supposed to have like 6 times the computing power as the previous version. Still going to be $35. And Microsoft is getting on board with this. They are going to have a Internet of Things capable version of Windows 10 that will actually run on this thing.
Nice.
Yeah.
So those specs are not too far off from the low-end smartphones now. So I wonder how close it's going to be to like a version of Windows Phone 10 or whatever, or if it's just going to be completely different. It'll be interesting to see what happens with that.
Yeah. What I'm hoping to see is, they've been talking about how the Xbox will be able to stream to a Windows 10 device. Will this count? Will it have the ability to receive that? And will you have like a $35, basic extension for your Xbox that you could, plug into another TV in your household and play it that way for, $35? That's chump change, man.
It's possible because people do use the Raspberry Pi for 1080p, like Plex streaming and Xbox BMC stuff. So, and that's the old version. So it might be possible.
Yeah.
We'll have to see.
It would be really cool. And it's got 4 USB ports. So you can plug in an Xbox One controller with a USB cord. And that would be awesome. I would totally put that up in the bedroom. And
in an Altoids tin.
Exactly. I don't know if my wife would go for that, but that would be my plan anyway.
So on the Windows 10 kick, have you played at all with the Windows 10 preview / the Xbox app preview?
A little bit. I do have it installed as a virtual machine. And actually, when I do telecommute, work from home, I use that to VPN in instead of my main machine. And, you know, so I'm not really using a whole lot of it, just enough to basically remote desktop into something else. But I did play a little bit with the Xbox app, and it, it's okay, I guess. It's just, it feels like just another version of Smart Glass, really, at this point. You know, it doesn't have all the streaming stuff built in because the Xbox hasn't been updated for that yet. But, you know, at this point, I'm just like, okay, it's, you know, seen it, taped it. I don't know.
I also just played with it a little bit earlier today. And I thought it had a nice layout to it. And getting to the achievements for each game by clicking on the center pane of the app and then pulling up your game. And I thought it had a really nice layout. So hopefully that keeps improving. But so far, I'm liking it a little bit better than the standard Smart Glass app for the Xbox One right now.
I'll agree with that. It's laid out a lot better than the Smart Glass apps. Now, still looking for those impressive features that make me think, wow, this is really converging. And I don't know that it feels like it's there yet, but you know, we're in early betas now, so plenty of time for them to improve before release anyway. So
what else do we got on the list?
A little bit of sad news from Rooster Teeth. Monty Ohm passed away from complications of a medical procedure he had. He's the he started off with their in Red versus Blue, you know, the fight scenes, doing the choreography with that, and then created RWY, which I admit I haven't seen it yet. Saw this from Red versus Blue, and looked like kind of an I don't even know how to describe it, but it was a lot of very well choreographed animation fighting scenes that in the preview. So, but you know, sad news for that. And oh, hey, I've got even more sad news. Not quite as sad as a death, so I'm not trying to equate that, but. AOL, which you know is still around in some forms or another, they are shutting down some of their tech websites. So World of Warcraft Insider, Massively, and Joystick are all closing down as separate websites. But the people on each of those sites have already kind of moved on to continue their stuff in different forms. Joystick is now a part of Engadget. There's a subdomain on there, engadget.com/gaming. Some of the World of Warcraft Insider folks have started their own site, Blizzard Watch, to kind of keep up with their theme. And Massively staff are forming their own website, Massively Overpowered. So,
nice.
So the people involved are at least, not wallowing in self-pity. They are getting on with their lives, which is always good. And you'll still be able to find them in various places around the internet.
Yeah. Nice. I did hear that Joystick was shutting down, and it's always a bummer. But then again, it was never one of my go-to gaming sites, so I wasn't totally impacted by that. But it always does suck when a fairly well-known site like that does get kiboshed.
Yeah.
So good on them for getting Engadget to pick them up.
Engadget's also owned by AOL, so it's more of a side move for them, but you know, still at least they're not completely high and dry, which is good. So that's pretty much all I had for the news for this week.
Oh, no. We're done already?
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I had a feeling it would be kind of short. Can move into our culture segment. I've been reading the second book in the Magic 2.0 series.
Okay.
Yeah, the whole premise is these various people have found on computers, and it's always different the way they find it, but there's this secret file that they end up finding, which seems to control reality, that they can tweak parameters in this file and save it, and things in reality change. But invariably, it calls to it the attention of federal authorities or police or something, and they have to find a way out. And they tend to find their way into the past and pass themselves off as magicians and wizards. So it's a fairly light reading. It's pretty funny and kind of amusing, and you know, it's good to listen to on my commute to work. So
sounds good.
Yep.
Yeah. And as for me, I've kind of been reliving some of my college years. I went back and started rewatching Pure Ownage on YouTube. So, if you don't know what that is, it was an indie web series startup back in like 2004, I want to say. It's actually about a pro gamer, with air quotes, and it's kind of funny, stupid, just all around good time. There's a funny character in there called FPS Doug, and then some other guys, and I don't know, it's good. If you haven't seen it before, you should definitely check it out and realize that it's fun and ridiculous. It actually did get picked up for a little while in Canada on a TV channel. I don't know which one, but you can find their TV series on Hulu as well. So I've just been having a good time reliving some old memories from the past 10 years. So that's my culture for today, I guess.
Very cool. Yeah, you know what? That's about all I got for this week.
Other than that, I did watch the new trailer for Tomb Raider, the new Tomb Raider that's coming out.
Yes.
I'm just getting more and more excited for that. That reboot was done very well, and I can't wait for the second installment. Should be very interesting. So she's going to Siberia, I believe, is going to be the main setting for that. So frigid weather and bears will be the challenge. So
yeah, that's one series I just never had the time to get into. It seems like I probably won't have the time for a while because I still have to play so much else.
So, yeah, that's about all I've got for today.
All right. Well, why don't we go ahead and end it a little early and we can get to playing some games instead of just talking about it.
Sounds good, buddy.
All right. Let me find my outro music here. There we go. All right. So, yeah, you can reach us on Facebook, facebook.com/geezercast. We've got email, geezercast@geezergamers.com, and the forums at geezergamers.com. Mossfly, thanks for joining me. On behalf of Mossfly, CyberKnight, see you online.